Tell me where you were at when you decided that you would consult with Dr. Wagner.
Well, he's always been my primary care off and on for, gosh, quite a number of years. He's helped me with a lot of my, just my breaks and tears as I do a lot of sports. So that's usually why I go see him when I'm wounded myself.
And then what was it that, what went wrong that made you require the stem cell surgery?
Well, it was, it's kind of a long story. I injured my shoulder. I actually tore the rotator cuff through a work-related injury. And then this is my right shoulder. And then it was repaired. They managed to reattach the rotator cuff. And then subsequently, it broke and totally retracted. So then I didn't have a rotator cuff. I had a big weakness in my shoulder. At that time, Dr. Wagner was just starting his stem cell treatment program, and I asked some questions about it, and it intrigued me enough to get it done.
Describe how that injury affected your movement and your ability to do things.
Well, when that rotator cuff broke, I couldn't even hold a cup of coffee. So I couldn't even lift a cup of coffee. If anything, just barely off the counter, and I couldn't hold, you know, if you hold your arm straight out, I had no ability to retain anything at that height. So very, very totally weak.
Wow. Well, that's a major inconvenience. So you had the stem cell treatment, and what happened?
Well, it was kind of like one of those things. I wasn't, and you kind of go through these, is this psychosomatic, you know, are you, yeah, you really wanting to believe more than what's happening? And the first thing that started happening is I still get noise in my shoulder, like popping and creaking and stuff, but there was no pain in my shoulder anymore. I had like low grade pain when I was doing stuff with it. And my work was kind of, you know, overhead. I was a marine engineer, so I was doing a lot of valves and overhead valves. And then of course, when we're in the yard, I'm always carrying heavy stuff. So all that stuff was kind of problematic before. And then after it was like, I don't know, maybe 3 months after I started noticing an improvement in my ability to function and actually hold a cup of coffee. Plus, I was going through therapy at the same time. So all of this stuff kind of came together.
So you were able to pick up a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I was able to pick up a cup of coffee. And then I could hold it out, you know, and a lot of times you just reach straight out and grab something off the shelf, like in the refrigerator. I could even hold up a jug of milk. So that was kind of impressive.
You can hold up a jug of milk. Are you back working out again or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually, right now I'm recovering from foot surgery, but when I just saw Dr. Wagner actually for a physical, and he was kind of impressed that I've been taking CrossFit, and I think I've been able to do a shoulder press of 35 pounds now, up to 35 pounds overhead.
Well, that's that'd be a really heavy cup of coffee, but that's pretty impressive. It sounds like even Dr. Wagner was impressed with your progress.
Yeah, I've taken it really slow. You know, I've been very, very careful of how I go up with weight, and I still have, there's a zone. You know, I don't have a rotator cuff, so that anywhere that rotator cuff comes into play, I have a weakness. But what has happened as I've gone through, you know, some structured weight training program is that I've managed to compensate with the other muscles in the shoulder. But I still have a weak spot, you know, and I'm very sensitive to that. So
how would you assess the impact of the stem cell treatment on just your quality of life?
Right now, it's the best joint in my entire body. Kind of the way I look at it. I have other joints that are, you know, deteriorating because of my age. I'm 70 years old, so I'm still riding bikes and hiking and trying to learn how to surf, do all these crazy things. And
you're trying to learn how to surf at the age of 70?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
It's like, and I'm really bad at it, but still, it's just, I keep trying, you know. You look at this stuff on TV, and I can do that.
Of course, yeah.
Perhaps not, but.
That's a good way to choose your exercise regimen. If this guy can do it on TV at the age of, what, 27? I can do it at the age of 70. What the heck?
That's right. So anyway, I was told if I sit on a couch, I'm not going to be around long. So that's why I get out as much as I can.
Well, good for you. And it sounds like the stem cell therapy really helped with that.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised with it.
What would you say about Dr. Wagner's approach and you know, how he counsels you on what to expect?
He's incredibly accomplished, and I trust him with just about everything. I've had other physicians because I've moved. I actually live in Port Angeles now, so I make the journey into Seattle to see him. And I've had some other experience with other physicians, and he's been pretty much right on with his diagnosis. He's very thorough, very complete. He's actually caught a few things going on with my physical state that other doctors have missed. So he's incredibly thorough and very accomplished and competent. I totally enjoy talking to him, very friendly. And it's just been a wonderful experience.
And that's the thing I think to emphasize is that unlike some of the other stem cell centers, Dr. Wagner's an MD. I mean, he's a regular doctor.
Right. And he before he does it, he goes through the whole process. In my case, we did a X-ray, and then we moved on to an MRI, and then he could totally see and actually the placement of where he needed to put the injection. And he consulted with, shoulder orthopedic surgeons. I mean, he's very thorough, really thorough on his approach. I was very appreciative of all that. So.
Yeah. And so for people listening who still have questions about stem cell therapy and whether it's worth trying or not, what would you advise them?
I would do the research. I mean, I didn't know much about it. I just did the research, and I think the having been a recipient of three or four surgeries, both knees and a shoulder surgery, and the recovery time, I analyzed all that and the approach and how that was supposed to work. And I did some basic research, plus, and I had a lot of faith in Dr. Wagner because I've known him for a long time, so I didn't think he was going to steer me wrong. So all that said, and I did my research, thought about it, and said, okay, I'm going to sign up for this. And I'm pretty glad I did. If I had the ability or the funds, I would do like some people have done it, every joint in their body. So, it would be, I really think it's a great procedure. The one thing that struck me the most was it's like 2 weeks. There's very minimal pain involved with the process, and very quick, you're out the door and on with your life.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. So you'd like to do the whole lube and oil change job, huh?
Oh, you bet. I'm convinced that, I do have aches and pains. I've got a hip that's giving me a little bit of an issue, and so we're talking about another treatment. I just have to figure out how to come up with the cash for it. So,
right. Well, very good, David. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And any final thoughts for people?
I think it's a great procedure. I would do it again.
All right, David. Thanks very much. I'm glad things worked out so well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.